This year's Taste of New York event is so ambitious that we'll need an aircraft carrier to fit all of the food and wine and guests like you. Join the New York Times' Mark Bittman and me Monday, November 22nd on the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum for an evening of food and wine sampling and culinary conversation. Tickets are on sale on the events page at WNYC.org.
Welcome back. It's an effective narrative arc in documentary filmmaking. Directors follow a number of hopefuls in their respective fields as they prepare for tense competition, be it physical, mental, or both. And that is what the legendary documentary filmmakers Chris Hegedus and D.A. Pennebaker did when they closely shadowed three French pastry chefs, honing their skills in advance of the prestigious, and Jackie, will you please pronounce it for me?
Jackie Pfeiffer.
No, M-O-F.
M-O-F. Meilleur ouvrier de France.
Thank you. Love it when you say that.
I'm still trying to get it.
Yeah, I know. Those who will win will receive the highly coveted blue, white, and red striped collar and the distinction of being amongst the very best pastry practitioners in the world. The new film is called The Kings of Pastry. It follows the nail-biting tension, the euphoria, and the despair that can happen when the chefs vie for the culinary top spots. Kings of Pastry was released by First Run Features. It opened yesterday at the Film Forum. And we are so pleased to have directors Chris Hegedus, D.A. Pennebaker, and one of the star of the film, pastry chef Jackie Pfeiffer. Welcome to you all to the program. You didn't bring any treats, Jackie. Why not?
Yes, we did, actually.
You did? And they're not in here? What are they? Are they in the other room?
They're in the waiting room.
They're in the waiting room.
You get a cookie if you're really
good. Yeah. If I do a good interview,
yeah,
I get a cookie.
You do a good job, yeah.
Okay, well, this is kind of Pavlovian.
A macaroon.
Hopefully, start drooling about the macaroon here. I don't know who first got enthused about this project, but tell us how you were drawn to it.
Well, I first heard about the project when our friend Flora Lazar decided to go to the French pastry school, and she told us about Jackie competing in this epic, 100-year-old competition.
Right. Now, Jackie, you run a pastry school in Chicago.
Yes.
Right? And she was one of your students, is that it?
Flora Lazar, who's one of the producers of the movie, took my six-month pastry program, and she told Chris and Penny that I'm going for this incredible competition, and that's how I met Chris and Penny.
All right. And by the way, we should, little biographical information about D.A. and Chris. A few movies that are worth mentioning, Monterey Pop, Don't Look Back, and The War Room, which gave us It's the Economy, Stupid. So in this case, it's the what?
Startup.com.
Startup.com, right? Yeah. But it's the what, Stupid, in this one. This is all about...
All about the dough.
There you go. All about the dough. But it's not... I love the point that it's not just be the best you can be. You have to be the best, period, right?
Well, right. Well, Voltaire said, good is the enemy of the best.
Interesting. And it's the pursuit of this happens every 4 years.
Yes, every 4 years. But it happens actually every day in your regular work life. So that's
explain that. What do you mean by that? Every day is prep, in other words?
How you work every day. If you try to do better than the day before at work, this is how you elevate your craft, and this is what makes you ready for such a competition.
And roughly in the world, how many MOFs are there?
100, a little over 100.
Okay.
And that's just in the pastry section, because the same competition is in 250 different professions.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Every little aspect.
Yes, like carpentry, glass blowing, florist, cheesemaking, hairdressers, you name it.
We don't have any thing that's analogous to this in the U.S., do we?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
That is the big problem. That's a big problem. How many of us had a problem with a carpenter who just threw a kitchen together and then it doesn't work, and then you cannot find him? He just disappeared, right?
Right. We need to find the guy with the tricolor.
Exactly.
So your decision to participate and compete was based on what? And can any chef say, hey, I want to join?
You have to be a French chef. Yeah, you have to be French. And you have to go through a semifinal, which is not shown in the movie, but it's actually a two-day competition. And about 70 pastry chefs go through a semifinal, and out of 70, 16 are picked to go to the final.
So I see.
It's a very grueling process.
Yeah. Now, you are originally from the Alsace region.
Yes.
And live in Chicago. And
yes.
That's why.
Yes, that's why. I had to schlep everything back to France.
And there's a touching part of the movie is you leaving your family to do this and your daughters and the whole thing. You go there, and what I didn't really think about so much is the element of time. You're under such pressure over that three-day period do what you need to do in an exacting way.
Yes, it's about 45 to 50 recipes that I had to make just in my head. There's no time to read a recipe book or to try to look back at your notes and this and that. You just have to work like a machine and just make everything and just memorize every degree you need to cook things at and how long you need to bake them. It just has to flow.
And everything, I mean, when he says everything, we're talking about, you know, delicate chocolates to 6-foot sugar sculptures,
these sculptures
that
are
just, you know, really pieces of art.
They are. They really are. Too pretty to eat, for sure. and you know, what you realize here is how fragile everything is, right? And, you know, there's this moment. Anyway, this won't spoil the movie, but there is a moment where Philippe, who is another leading character in here, who has built this beautiful sculpture, probably, 6 feet? And you were rolling, right?
Yeah. Chris,
and tell us how it all transpired.
She doesn't want to give it away.
You don't want to give it away?
She's you kind of see this thing
something happens.
Months.
Let's say there's some big disasters in it. And one of the
crushing.
Kind of bizarre aspects of this competition, because it is about the food industry, is that they have to carry all these beautiful products to a buffet table that is quite far away. And carrying these sugar sculptures after they've been working for 3 days on this grueling competition. I mean, they're exhausted. They can hardly, you know, walk 10 feet.
To me, that seemed like cruel and unusual.
But
make
you
carry it, you know?
We do that all the time.
But that's part of the thing, right?
We do that all the time in the food industry.
It's preparation for restaurant life.
Yes, exactly.
Right. You have to be able to move it, right? You can't just leave it in the kitchen, right?
If you work in a resort hotel, you have to sometimes carry your show pieces a mile away from your kitchen.
Ooh. Yeah. All right, that's Jackie Pfeiffer. We've got D.A. Pennebaker and Chris Hegedus. The movie is Kings of Pastry. It's just opening, and it's fantastic. You know, I don't watch these, you know, what do they call them? Pie King or all these shows, right?
Top Chef.
Do you watch them? Top Chef, all that stuff. Not big
into
that. I watch
it sometimes,
she does.
So this is kind of what made you interested in this project? I mean, in other words, I guess. This is a whole different level, right?
Yes, this is a whole different level
because it's her family. She's Hungarian.
I had pastry in my background. In my background, so, you know, butter and sugar and
the butter and sugar gene is there.
Yeah,
right?
It was definitely there, especially on the Hungarian side. But I mean, this isn't very different from a lot of our films, from The War Room, say, with James Carville and George Stephanopoulos. You know, these are people who are at the top of their game that really know what they're doing, and they're going for their dream. And it's a very similar theme to a lot of our movies.
Well, and that the other theme that kind of comes up, you mentioned Stephanopoulos and Carville, is kind of the buddy film nature, right? And you have your buddy in this is your business partner.
Yes.
Who
Sebastian Cannon.
Sebastian,
yes.
who was first to achieve MOF, right?
Yes.
So what's your relationship like with him?
Oh, we have a great relationship.
You're not competitors, right?
No, never.
Yeah.
No, actually, we are. Every day we compete against each other. We're like oil and water, but we know that. That's what makes us strong, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But for us, it seemed like it would make an interesting film because, you know, Jackie was being coached by his friend. And
it has all the elements you want, right?
Yeah.
So his risks, you know, both personally and professionally, were enormous.
Yeah, great characters, good buddies, lots of tension, the whole thing. But even with all that and in your treatment, did you know what you were getting into? Because this had never been filmed. I mean, this was extraordinary.
We always think of these films as a walk in the dark woods.
Yeah.
And you start off, I don't know what. It gives you confidence because you don't have anything to really look forward to. You just sort of you step forth. And along the way, you either are lucky or somehow something saves you and you go into another line of work.
Yeah.
But it was a great adventure. And I think a lot of our films are adventures and just privileges to be dropped into different people's world and to meet somebody like Jackie and to go through this, you know, really important time in his life.
It's really important that you have the right characters to take you along for the ride.
Always.
Did you follow others that ended up on the cutting room floor, or were these the ones you selected and it worked out?
A couple.
Yes, we followed a few other chefs just briefly that we filmed, and they did go onto the cutting room floor. There were a lot of white men in you know, white jackets, and yeah, it was hard to have too many characters.
You don't want to be too confused as you watch it.
Well, you know, one thing that struck me, speaking of that, is that Philippe, this other character who has this moment, this tremendous moment, which, by the way, she caught every moment.
Yes, she did.
We don't say tape anymore. What do we say? On bits, right? On cards.
I actually did do it on tape back then, I filmed it a few years ago.
Back in the day. Yeah. Oh, well, good. And that's kind of nice. She caught the whole moment beautifully in every crushing capacity of it. But there is redemption. I'll leave it at that. But he works for a three-star restaurant in France, which is the only three-star restaurant run by a woman. This is a male-dominated profession. What's that all about?
Well, why not?
Well, there's a lot of women who can bake, right?
Yes.
A lot of grandmas.
But I think she inherited it, though.
80% of my students are female, so of course they can bake and cook. But in France, at the time, 30 years ago, there were no women professional chefs. Now, thank God, we see many more.
I mean, I think the
profession. Are there MOFs that are women, though?
And not in pastry. In cooking, I don't think so.
Yeah, there's one.
Yes.
Cooking.
The year that we filmed was the first year that there was a woman.
Great.
But not in pastry.
Not in pastry, but in the hot food cuisine area.
So this could be the sequel.
And, you know, the prizes are given by the president. So President Sarkozy gave the prize, and there was enormous applause to have a woman enter this field. But, I think even in the U.S., women were not in the cooking professionally.
Now we see them more and more, and it's great because they have the finest touch.
We got to go. I could talk some more about it. I really enjoyed it. And I'm not going to tell you. Well, you'll have to go see the movie to find out how Jackie prevails or not. I've been speaking with Chris Hegedus, P.A. Pennebaker, and Jackie Pfeiffer, a pastry chef of MOF proportions, or maybe not. You have to go watch. Stay with us.